That I begin tonight with the first couple paragraphs from this Bhikkhuni's article that I sent out last week, The Way of the Mystic, Medinandi, Venerable Medinandi. She says, as we embark on that inner journey, we resolve to use right mindfulness as our compass, to bring careful attention, astute observation, and clear seeing to the witness of the present moment, and to be ready to meet any hindrance or obstacle that should arise in our path with that awakened awareness and purity of presence. Such practice asks of us a deep commitment, perseverance, and fanatical patience to constantly come back time and time again to this moment. We live in a society in which we're used to being satisfied quickly, getting what we want and being in control of things. But it just doesn't work in this practice. We have to have the faith, the willingness to surrender to the present moment, and in so doing, to be annihilated, to be burned, to go into the fire of the mind without wanting it not to hurt. And just sit there. We enter into a spiritual holocaust. In other words, as we relax and open to the experience of the body, and quite naturally begin to feel the reverberation from the day, any swirl that's left from all the ups and downs, the good and the bad from today, learning that it's possible to be undefended and receptive, not afraid of being sensitive, not afraid for the body and the mind to be the way that it is now. Even just this much is quite liberating. Acknowledging or understanding deeply that the conditions of the body and the mind have a right to be the way they are now. And we decide to train using the sensations of the body and the sensations of the breath moving in the body. We're training and showing up, and training and not the mind not being dependent on our thoughts about this and that, but instead just showing up to the sensations of the body and the breath moving in the body while breathing in. Being aware of the sensations of breathing in while breathing out, receiving, knowing the sensations of breathing out. No matter how it feels, how messy or erratic the breathing might be, can the mind be willing to know the sensations as the breath comes in, to be touched, to be alert to the sensations as the breath goes out? One half breath at a time. and always willing to begin again and again. And remember, you can always come back to this basic instruction while breathing in, receiving, being aware of the sensations of breathing in. While breathing out, receiving, being aware of the sensations of breathing out. And as the attention becomes more steady, there's more continuity. Breathing in, experiencing the whole body. Breathing out, experiencing the whole body. A more and more inclusive, all-encompassing awareness of body as you breathe in and breathe out. See if this simplicity can be a great cause for calm and joy to arise. By simply committing to these simple instructions. As the mind gets more and more steady, breathing in, knowing the whole body, breathing out, experiencing the whole body, then quite naturally notice while breathing in the calming effect on the body, while breathing out the calming effect of the body. Sense of the calm deepening and spreading wider, including more and more of the body. The body feeling more light and soft. Breathing in, calming the body. Breathing out, calming the body. Remember, don't worry about distraction. Simply be aware that it's like this now. Allow the attention to remember that sitting is like this, breathing is like this. Breathing and experiencing the whole body. Breathing out, experiencing the whole body. And as the steadiness develops, breathing in, calming the body. Breathing out, calming the body. And from there, breathing in, experiencing joy in the mind. Breathing out, experiencing joy in the mind. The sense of lightness and movement. Flow, buoyancy. And in the same way as we did with calm, allow the joy, that sense of lightness to spread, deepen and touch the entirety of the mind and body. As if the body and mind had an inner smile. Breathing in, appreciating the joy. Breathing out, appreciating the joy as it's more and more recognized. It might have the appearance of the whole body and mind being filled with a light, bubbly vibration, an inner joy. Remembering to relax and trust and allow it to naturally mature into a deeper sense of ease of heart. Kind of pleasant inner relaxation of the heart. As if the heart is saying, ah. Breathing in, experiencing this inner ease. Breathing out, experiencing this inner ease. Be patient with all the movements, the pleasant and the not pleasant movements of the mind and body. Breathing in, recognizing the feeling that is present. Breathing out, tuning into the feeling tone that's present now. Allow the feeling to be the anchor or the object of awareness. Be quite fluid, being pleasant in one moment and unpleasant in the next, and then neutral. Practice being open and allowing of whatever the feeling is as you breathe in, as you breathe out. And the feeling may be associated with sensation, it may be associated with thought or emotion. Every experience comes with a feeling. It feels like this now. Can this be okay? while breathing in, tuning in, opening to the feeling. While breathing out, experiencing the feeling. This is the holocaust that Sister Medinandi was pointing to. Fortunately, for most of us at this point, it might be pleasant. But we're surrendering to the feeling no matter how it is. Receiving the feeling without needing to control it. Just allowing the feeling to be. No picking and choosing. Whatever it is that arises, noticing that it feels like this now. We continue to use the rhythm of the breath, breathing in, aware of the feeling. Breathing out, aware of the feeling. Noticing as the mind has more skill in being intimate and non-reactive to the feeling, things quiet down. And for the last minute or two, while breathing in, being aware of the mind, the space of the mind, and the activity in that space. While breathing out, being aware of the mind, all the activity and the sense of space in which that activity of mind is happening.